This is Passport to Texas. Roads provide convenient travel to work, school, and home for humans, but not for wildlife.
You have habitat loss, and then that physical road can act as a barrier to wildlife. It can impact habitat connectivity, which then in turn can impact genetic transfer of information between populations and weaken the genetic background for a species.
Laura Zebahazy, Program Leader for Wildlife Habitat Assessment, studies the impacts of roadways on wildlife known as road ecology.
Basically, it is where biologists, engineers, landscape architects try to evaluate the impacts that road infrastructure has on wildlife, habitat connectivity, air pollution, noise pollution, and try to find solutions to alleviate those impacts from that type of development.
Endangered ocelots that live in the Rio Grande Valley brush country have died on SH-100. Recently, TxDOT, in consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Parks and Wildlife, completed 4 wildlife underpasses along this popular route to South Padre Island.
To allow ocelot and any other wildlife in the area to move under the road between the Bahia Grande to the south and the Port of Brownsville area up north towards Laguna Atascosa National Wildlife Refuge.
TxDOT will collect data on these solutions and adjust as necessary. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.